The Australian share market's doing quite nicely in early trade on Thursday. Probably boils down to the fact that we've seen several days of weakness and buyers are taking advantage of that in early trade. There certainly wasn't anything that came out of offshore trade overnight to provide any more optimism than we've seen in recent days. There was the private measure of employment growth overnight, which was in line with the market's expectations and ahead of the official ABS figures, which will be released on Friday. Probably the thing that came out of the States is the weakness in energy prices. Oil prices fell last night because of a much bigger than expected build in US gasoline inventories. In fact, that measure blew past forecasts and oil prices fell. But in relative terms, local energy producers are doing quite nicely compared to the weakness in energy prices. Elsewhere, the sectors that are doing best, IT is the biggest improver, but financials and their recovery are making the biggest difference. Materials and industrials and telecoms are the underperformers in relative terms. But having said that, TPG is up by around 2%, continuing to get a bit of a tailwind on the back of yesterday's AGM update where they reiterated their earnings forecast. Property stocks are doing pretty well. Charter Hall and Vicinity Centres are up by around 2%. Corporate travel management, in the absence of any news, is up by around 3%. Chemical maker Nufarm is down by more than 2%. They warned of sluggish trading conditions in recent times and they just had to adjust their profit down a little bit as a result. A2 Milk, after the market closed yesterday, said that they'd resolved a trademark dispute with another organisation that had been using similar naming in relation to products, but notwithstanding that, the shares are still down by around 3%. Slater and Gordon has been a big mover in recent days, up 13% yesterday, but down 7% today. They have seen a shareholder vote that has approved the restructuring of the organisation. A private equity group called Anchorage Capital is going to take a controlling interest in the organisation, but the question mark is what that means for smaller investors. We've seen some weaker trade numbers, and that has boiled down to a little bit of a payback in statistical terms in relation to a big improvement the month before, but it's put the Aussie dollar under pressure, which is at 75.5 US.